During this holy season, our sermon series, Every Heart Prepare, invites us to look with fresh eyes at the familiar decorations that appear every Advent and Christmas season. These symbols, often viewed as simply festive or sentimental, can serve as profound reminders of the spiritual realities that prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, in the second week of Advent, we turn our attention to one of the most radiant symbols of all, light. Everywhere we look this time of year, lights shimmer and glow. Some twinkle in soft, warm white. Others dance with bright, joyful colors. Homes are draped from rooftop to porch rail with lights. And neighbors hold friendly competitions, family trying to outdo one another with creative spectacles. Cities wrap lampposts, bridges, tree trunks with strands of glittering LEDs. Stores and malls transform their buildings into glowing canvases, welcoming shoppers with brilliant, cheerful displays. Amusement parks create entire worlds of light. Disney World and Silver Dollar City illuminate their streets with millions and millions of bulbs, turning the night into a glowing wonderland. Gaylord Opryland installs over 5 million lights during its annual A Country Christmas celebration, adorning the property with 15,000 poinsettias, 15 miles of garland, and 10 miles of red ribbon. And as I mentioned last week, Amy's Christmas decorating efforts at home include 8 Christmas trees, each one having a theme with specific lights and decorations that add their own kind of sparkle to the season. And here in our sanctuary, the light of the season quietly whispers its message as well. The Advent wreath stands by the altar, steady and true, with one more candle lit each week as we journey toward Christmas. The chancel trees shimmer like a small galaxy, their branches wrapped in countless points of light. Candles glow from the windowsills, casting a gentle warmth across the sanctuary. Together, these decorations create a sense of anticipation and hope. But why? Why do we fill our homes, our communities, and our worship spaces with so much light? Are these lights merely nostalgic and comforting, a tradition that we keep going simply because it's pretty? Or is there a deeper truth to proclaim, one that aligns beautifully with our Advent theme, Every Heart Prepare? To understand the deeper meaning, we must look back to where this custom began. As we learned last week, paradise trees, which later became Christmas trees, first appeared in medieval Germany. The practice of adding candles to these trees that were laden with fruit, wafers, nuts, and sweets took place in the 1500s. Tradition holds that Martin Luther began this custom. One winter evening, walking home beneath snow-covered pine trees, he paused to look up to the stars glittering through the branches. The very simplicity and beauty moved him. Wanting his children to experience the same sense of wonder, he brought a small tree into their home and tied candles to the branches to resemble the star-filled heavens above Bethlehem. The practice spread quickly. Soon candles were fastened with pins and then with metal holders and then small lanterns to protect the flames. These lights reminded Christians of the divine brightness that accompanied our Savior's birth, the star that guided the wise men and the glory that shone all around the shepherds. They were a visual proclamation that Jesus Christ is the true light of the world. German immigrants carried this custom to America, and it evolved with American creativity and ingenuity. After Thomas Edison invented the electric light bulb in 1880, His company soon produced one of the first strings of electric Christmas lights, 8 walnut-sized bulbs wired together. They were super expensive at first, available only to the wealthy or for public displays. But by the 1930s, electric lights became more affordable. And by the 1950s, they were a standard decoration in American homes. Today, Americans purchase more than 150 million sets of Christmas lights each year. Over 80 million homes display them. And together, they consume about 6.6 billion kilowatts of power every December, more than the entire annual electricity usage of El Salvador in 2023. Now, our world may be physically brighter this time of the year than any other season, but for Christians, these lights are more than decoration. They are a declaration. They provide the truth of Advent. Christ has come to drive back the darkness. In Scripture, as you may well know, darkness represents sin, ignorance, unbelief, and even death. Now, light represents righteousness, truth, revelation, and life. Humanity, fallen into sin, lives in a deep spiritual darkness. Left alone, we would stumble forever in that night. But God promised a light who would break that darkness. Isaiah foretold this centuries before Christ's birth. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And he identifies that light for us. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. This prophecy came to pass in that quiet little town of Bethlehem. The star that guided the wise men was not an ordinary celestial event. It was a divine spotlight pointing to the newborn king. The shepherds witnessed the sky ablaze with the brightness of heaven as the angel of the Lord appeared to them and announced Christ's birth. John's gospel, though it does not describe the manger or the shepherds, proclaims the meaning of the incarnation with unmatched clarity. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus himself later declares, "I am the light of the world." Through faith, that light shines in our hearts. Paul describes this miracle of faith using the language of creation itself. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The candles of the Advent wreath, the lights on our trees, the glowing decorations all around us celebrate Christ's first coming, the one who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. But Advent never stops at the first coming. It always points us forward. Christ's second coming will usher in a new creation where darkness is banished forever. There will be no more night, no more sin, no more shadows of fear or sorrow. Revelation describes our eternal home with breathtaking beauty. The glory of God gives its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Revelation 21. And even now, when we feel the shadows of sin pressing in, both in the world around us and the depths of our own hearts, we do not lose hope. Because Christ has given us his righteousness, and we look forward to his return without fear. We long for that day when he will scatter every last remnant of darkness and bring us into his everlasting light. This is why our lights matter. This is why we decorate, because our lights speak. They preach. They prepare the heart. They whisper to every passerby, "The light has come. The light is coming again. The darkness cannot win." On Christmas Eve, many churches dim the sanctuary and share the flame from the Christ candle. One flame becomes two, and then 10, and then 100, until the whole room glows with warmth and a holy radiance. It is beautiful, yes, but it's also deeply symbolic. Christ is sharing his light, heart by heart, until the darkness is pushed away. So as you look at every candle, every bulb, every shimmering strand of light this Advent, hear the message that they proclaim, loudly, clearfully, joyfully, right in step with our series theme, Every Heart Prepare. For Jesus has come. His light shines even now, and he will come again to bring you into the light of his eternal glory. In Jesus' name, amen.